It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Russell's Excavating, Green Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, and Expressway Jeep and Chrysler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show. I'm sitting here with Coach Doug Mavsik. We are at the conclusion of practice here at the Mount Vernon Gym. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI, MountVernonRadio.com. Coach, appreciate the time. I'm glad to get here to see a little bit of practice. I always enjoy that kind of thing. Didn't look like you put them through 2 hours before practice time.
Well, I mean, you caught the end of it here. We get a little bit, you get late, and, some of the kind of stuff we were talking about before, that, with the younger kids out here defending, we're trying to run some stuff with kids at Southern. And it got a little bit, a little stagnant there, so to speak. But
Well, let's go back and relive the North Posey game. This is something that doesn't happen very often in any games. You won all four quarters. First quarter, you went 9-8. Second quarter, 16-3. Third quarter, 18-16. And the fourth quarter, 6-4.
Yeah.
But, you guys just dominated in every phase of the game from the opening tip.
Yeah. Well, before we get going out, the one thing I want to do is thank everybody who came out. It was just, we were sitting there at the starting lineups, and I told these kids, I said, just look around you here. And this is your reward. I mean, this is why you do this, and understand how privileged you are here. That not every kid gets to play basketball in the state of Indiana. And here you are, the second game of the season, and you got pretty much a state tournament type atmosphere. Your classmates are behind you, and it was just. I said, be grateful for this opportunity. And the last thing you want to do in these situations is leave anything out on that floor. And, I know there's a lot of things that people can do with their time and their money, and they chose to come, and it didn't go unnoticed. And we're very appreciative of that, and it was just a great, and honestly, Alan, I mean, the game was close, really, until midway second quarter, and then, Nash kind of took over a little bit, made some great reads off the ball screen. He got Meyer a three, he got himself a three, and then he did something really unselfish. I don't know, we've talked about it. Took himself out of the game. He got out, and then Meyer set up Bryce for a three, and then Nash gets him another one before you know it, it's 14. And, we just kind of methodically played, and I took the brakes on. I put the brakes on in the fourth quarter. What I wanted to do was, hopefully there's going to be situations where we've got maybe a 6 or 8 point lead against a team that's, North Posey's struggling a little bit like right now offensively. I'm sure they'll get better, but I want to get some work on using a little clock. It's hard to simulate that in practice.
Yes, it is. And we talk about that on the air a lot. There are certain things you cannot get that sense of urgency. Or
sure, that desperation of a team that's getting beat.
I've seen. Well, I was part of the team, New Harmony team, playing down at Canada one year. We were getting blown out of the gym, 20 points or something. About 5 seconds left, the coach calls a timeout. Our coach calls a timeout. The crowd was screaming bloody murder. They wanted to go home. Yeah. But he was setting up a last-second play.
You can't
do that in practice. I mean, you can, but you can't create that sense of urgency when you're running against an opponent. And those are the kind of things that you got to work on. And some games, it's not about that game. It's about the next game.
Well, it was just an opportunity. And, I was really proud of Meyer at that stage because I know he was, having a good night. I know he wanted to shoot it. And he backed a couple balls out. And, we took care of the ball. And, Brady just made a terrific feat that Reese laid to just kind of seal it on a play that we've talked about a lot. We haven't really gotten that option. But he just, everybody contributed. Reese Hartsberger I can't say enough. He gets 8 defensive rebounds in the first half, and he played, I think he gets 12 in 20 minutes.
We had 12 is what I had him with, and he had 2. And I can just hear the conversation in the locker room with Schickle telling him, you better not miss that shot because it would
pass an assist. But he's only one.
most of his, or many of his rebounds weren't jump and get them. They were chasing down.
Well, he chased down,
ran,
but He did to start the game, but what we had, and I showed these guys, we had a lot of two-handed rebounds. Reese had three or four of Brady, Meyer, Keaton. I mean, this what you didn't see at Vincennes. We saw a lot of pawing at the ball, one-handed. We saw in this game guys going, and Reese just set the tone. He just went after two-handed balls. He made two, three efforts sometimes to go get it, and just can't say enough of what that means to start the game when you're controlling the glass. I think they missed, I don't know, they ended up missing 20-some shots, and I think they had maybe six offensive rebounds. I think three of them were on one possession. So we did a good job of that, and just, you know.
My coach always said, if you're in a competitive game, there's a rebound for every shot in the quarter, things like that. But a rebound, you're going to average about a point per possession. So if you get a rebound, that's a point for your team. But it's also a point the other team does not get.
Yeah.
So those points, Reese didn't score the points, but he gave his teammates the opportunity to score them because we had the ball.
Yeah.
And that I think, is priceless. And he had 12 rebounds. I had Schipper for six. And going back to what you're saying, for quarter. Yeah, folks at home heard long and loud that Meyer Robinson was really good at the time. He stopped him a little bit back. Every time he turned the corner, as far as he was concerned, it was my guy. Because nobody was going to stop him. But he brought it back out. And that's a very, very smart ball play.
Yeah. That's what we were trying to get done. And it's hard. It's really new for me, to be honest with you. You know, these are situations you don't really have in the college game, and now, you know,
you got 8 minute shot clock now.
Yeah, I mean, it's but you know, when you got kids that can handle the ball and take care of it like that, and you know, Meyer did something, I was telling the team, he did something to start the third quarter that a lot of people don't think about. He drew three fouls right out of the shoot, and that gets us to, you know, closer to five. And we got to five, and that was the difference in the third quarter. We got to five fouls, and you got a team that's down 14, 15 points. They've got to turn up the pressure. And when they start fouling, and you know now you're going to go to the line, and then Nash just, you know, was just parading the line the whole third quarter, and it just deflates the team. You know, it takes them out of their momentum, out of the flow, and you know. But if Meyer doesn't go, I mean, we had a post up deal. We got a drive. He got fouled, and it just, once you get to five. Then you've got a lot of stuff in your arsenal now that you can do. And when you've got a team that can, you know, handle and pass it like we think we have, and then you got to convert. I think Nash did fine, but he'll do better. I think I want to see him about 80%, and he'll get there. But
he will. It was funny. When he is, he doesn't have that basketball muscle memory just yet. When his shot's good, when he looks smooth, he looks smooth. There are other times that the fatigue sets in. He might not use his legs enough on the free throw. It's a little bit more erratic as he's going up. It's not as smooth. But you can see it. He's way ahead of the learning curve as far as getting rid of football and getting basketball. He'll be there in no time. I had you guys at 11 for 16 from Friday.
Yeah.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, the new rule. I don't care for the rule, but it's a two-shot foul.
Yeah.
So there's no pressure on that. That people don't understand. When you're up there with a one-on-one, knowing you got a coach that's going to scream bloody murder if you miss the first one. Your knees are shaking, you know, the fans are going nuts anyway, and it's against North Posey for crying out loud. But that two shots gives everybody a lot of advantage.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you can go out and draw the fouls and Meyer Rob, I did not remember Rob.
Yeah, he got right out of the chute, and, you know, just continual growth of him being harder to guard, not settling, and just, we talk to the guys all the time about the importance of executing, and, you know, balls and spots for people will foul you.
Yeah.
That's always going to be important to us.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about Thursday night's game with Gibson Southern. You're listening to 106.7 WMDI.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center.
Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you come to Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. This week's Vehicle of the Week is a 2019 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sahara 4x4. This sharp gray Jeep has the hard top, four doors, and aftermarket wheels, and just 79,000 miles. You can take this one home today for $24,790. Find the pictures online at actpreowned.com or stop by our lot at 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon. Financing is available for all credit situations at Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon.
It's holiday decorating season at Bud's Hardware in Mount Vernon. We've got drop cords from 3 foot all the way to 100, indoor and outdoor. We've got timers, red, green, and blue LED bulbs, gutter clips, and more. Bud's Hardware is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until 5. Decorate your house with Bud's Hardware in Mount Vernon, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M-Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M-Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M-Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show. I'm Aaron Buck here on 106.7 WMBI and MountVernonRadio.com. Sitting here with Coach Doug Novsek, high up in the crow's nest overlooking the tail end of his practice. Got free throw shooting going on. Coach, you've come out of the battle for Posey County. Very successful last Friday night. I didn't even mention the score earlier, 49-25. Hope the kids have put that behind them mentally and be ready now to go up to Gibson Southern on Thursday.
Well, you know, one of the things I hope they don't put behind them is what made them successful at North Posey is we came out with a lot of tenacity defensively. We guys that were, you know, locked into our game plan, what we wanted to do. We talked about Reese kind of setting the tone, and Meyer, all these guys just came out and, you know, they dictated the game somewhat. You know, this is going to be a taller task. Gibson Southern is a very good offensive team. They played a game at Jasper, and it's as physical a game I've seen. Well, I mean, that both ways. I mean, these guys just swallowed the whistle. It was, you know, very competitive. I mean, for a first game, they looked well-tuned for a team that was playing their first game. They passed the ball very well. They're very skilled.
They just got off the football field a couple weeks earlier.
Yeah, I don't know how many of those kids play football, but they didn't look like football players, I can tell you that. And they present a lot of challenges. They've got a lot of guys that can handle and pass it. They're very aggressive. They space the floor very well. They're very well coached offensively. And, you know, it's going to be we're going to have our hands full here, particularly defensively. It's got a lot of respect for how they score, different ways they can score.
How's their overall team speed and size?
Good size, length. I remember seeing these kids. I was at USI. They were in our team camp. And the Runyon kid, I know his father. He played at Evansville. I remember sitting with him and looking at these kids and thinking, this is going to be a good-looking team in about a year or two. And that's exactly kind of, they were, you know, they're good, long. They're not, you know, I don't know, physically just strong. I mean, they got some strong kids, don't get me wrong, but I mean, they're long. The two kids are good length. They had looked apart that year for younger kids, and now obviously this is 2 years later, and I'm looking at these kids going, you know, they've done a good job there with these kids. They're well developed skill wise. They pass the ball very well. So it's different than the first two teams we played by far. This team is far more, I think, diverse offensively than what we've seen.
Are they an 84-foot team? Or are they
can. They'll play. They can run. They'll play. They'll play. They'll get it out. They've got, you know, they've got two or three kids that can really handle the ball in the open floor. And they've got three or four kids who can shoot three in transition. So we're going to have to, you know, we got to get back, got to find our guys. And we call building our shell, our full-court shell right away. And, you know, just can't give them easy threes like that. But they will push the ball. They're capable of it.
Do they play more of a zone and man-to-man defense, or do they vary?
Well, they just showed really man against Jasper. Now, I think in the past they've done a little bit of both, and they might not have the situation they're in, they may not have all the stuff in. I don't know, but I mean, I'd be surprised if they did much more than man from what I've seen. I think from last year, looking at some of the reports that we had here available to us, and even the tapes from last year, they were predominantly man.
Yeah. That the statement you made, they probably don't have all their stuff in just yet because they haven't had as many practices.
Yeah.
So catching them early in the season, you know, you probably will just get a solid man-to-man defense. And how deep do they go?
They're good. I mean, they've got seven, eight, nine guys I think that they can play. They're a well set up team. I've been impressed with what I've seen. You know, for a team to go in, Jasper this was a physical game that they was played in. I mean, there's guys on the floor, and I mean, looked like guys were getting fouled, and there was nothing. And you know, they played through it, and that's fine if that's the way it's called. That's great. And that's the way it was.
Yeah. That's one thing that players need to understand. You got to play the way the game's being called tonight, not the way last week's was.
Sure.
And, I've seen a lot of guys. Well, hey, they didn't call that last week.
Well, yeah.
Whole different thing, and we did have some plays on last week in the North Posey game where in September it was a good legal defense. In short pants, it's a foul.
Yeah,
and that's just the nature of it when you're football players playing, and that's okay. So this again, you know, you're trying to get settled into a routine going into ball games. Now you got a Thursday night game. That's a little bit off the mark. It shortens your practice a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little different. And then obviously we've got the game coming right back on Saturday when originally scheduled. You know, we had the week, so it's just a little bit different. But I mean, I think these kids are ready. We actually gave them Saturday off. That may have been the happiest moment of the night. Alan was after the game in the locker room when I told them we were going to take Saturday off, and the guys, I think they're more fired about that than winning. So we've got a group of older guys that I, you know, should know how to manage situations like this, and we've been fine. I don't think we've got plenty of time here to get ready for this. Now we're not going to have a lot of time for Saturday, but that's part of it.
Yeah, let's turn around. You know, we're just about to take a break here, but I forgot to mention. You know, we always talk about neighbors and friends playing each other when it's North Posey, Mount Vernon. We had two sets of cousins playing.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, I couldn't.
That really is.
I mean, you got two sets of cousins. You got Rusty over here with us, who coached him last year. You got Jeff over there, who's, you know, one great player here at Mount Vernon. Coach Shea's great guys. I just felt like a casual observer over there. I don't know all this stuff going on.
Yeah, but you've got the W under your belt. And I should say congratulations. It's your first win here at Mount Vernon.
It was. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, we'll take our second break here, and then we will come back and finish up. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
The clock is ticking. It's your final days to save during the Red Tag Sales event at Expressway Chevrolet. Save over $14,000 off MSRP on a new Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4, new Chevy Trailblazer LT 23990. See red, save green at the Red Tag Sales Event. ExpressWayChevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive. Price excludes tax, title, and $250 dock fee. Dealer retains all F4 rebates. Owner loyalty and Costco may apply. Trade assist on 2011 or newer. Residential restrictions may apply. Excludes previous offers. See dealer for details.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
If you're looking for a nice brick home close to town, then check out this listing from T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. 721 Smith Road in Mount Vernon is a 1,725-square-foot home with three bedrooms, two baths, and an attached garage. It's got a beautiful composite deck on the front, a fenced backyard, full basement, outdoor shed, and nice clean new floors, paint, lighting, and appliances all included. Don't miss your chance to see this wonderful updated home. Schedule an appointment today with Andrea by calling 812-473-4663. Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, going that extra mile.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck here on 106.7 WMVI and Mount Vernon Radio.com. We've got Doug Novsek here. Practice has just ended, and we have kind of talked about the Gibson Southern game, which is Thursday, and I believe start time up there is 7 o'clock, and that is they're on the same time as we are. So take your noisy neighbors and go up there and give these kids a good bunch of support up there in Gibson County. Saturday, Wrights comes to town. I believe that's a 4:30 mm-hmm. in the afternoon start. We haven't played Wrights in a number of years. What do you know about the Panthers?
Well, not a whole lot. I don't want to get ahead. You know, Robbie Duncan has gotten a good start on them, has got a pretty good handle. I think we're going to talk a little bit about them tomorrow, just in general, just so we have an idea going into Friday what we can do. And I think they're talented, the way it sounds, big. They beat Vincennes. We're a team that lost a lot of guys, transferred and so forth, which is kind of typical, I think, for a Catholic school like that. But it sounds like they've loaded up with got some talented players, physical. So it'll be I don't know if they play this weekend or not. I would guess they might, but we'll have to. I know Robbie's got Robbie's kind of handling. We split up our duties with our staff in terms of scouts, and I know he's seen quite a bit of them. And He'll have us ready when we go. It'll be a quick deal. We won't do a whole lot of stuff Friday live. It's just the nature of it, especially with a afternoon game.
That's what I was going to ask you about with a quick turnaround like that, and you have school all day Friday, so you're going to have that time, and then I don't know if you're going to have a walk around or walk through or shoot around Saturday morning or anything.
We will.
So, do you? You've talked about film, and you show kids mm-hmm. a lot of film. Are you going to show them some Wrights film on Friday? Or
oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll have the whole deal. We may even do something Friday morning, a walkthrough film early and then get it, because we won't do a lot physically. It's a quick one. That's one thing.
Live, huh?
One thing about being in the OVC for 2 years, this is all we did was Thursday, Saturdays. And so you get a experience of – what you can and can't do. Obviously, college level, you probably do a little more, but we'll do some things here Friday live. Probably guard what they do, but other than that, it's going to be you got to keep kids' legs, to come back, and particularly from what I'm gathering, they're a big, strong team.
That is very interesting. That is your nature of your experience is playing Thursdays and Saturdays. For you, this is going to be much easier than it would be for a normal high school coach, because they don't go through that. They might have once in a while. You'll have Friday and Saturday games,
yep.
Tuesday Fridays, but very rarely a Thursday Saturday kind of a thing. But you'll have a big advantage over other coaches like that preparation wise.
Well, I don't know about that, Alan. We'll have a plan, but we'll see what we get done. The kids will have to we talked to Kennedy's player. We did this, it's college, everywhere does it, that how important it is to take care of your body, rest, fluids. The difference here now is I get to, the college level, some kids, honestly, may not have a class on Friday, or they may have right. one or two. These kids are going to have to go through the whole deal, and that's just, you know, part of being a high school athlete right now. And then we just have to adjust the way you know, we have to make it. I mean, I'm sure if these kids had their way, we'd never practice, just go play.
Yeah, but you know, the other thing with high school kids, and no offense to these guys, all the ones I've met, they seem terrific kids, but it's better for them to be in school all day. Otherwise, you know, they don't have the maturity maybe that your college kids, and that maybe I should have said that with air quotes on it, but they, you know, it's more of a business when they're in college, and so if they have that free time, they're not going to be doing too much stupid stuff.
Yeah.
They're going to be doing what the coach tells them to do, because they hopefully by then they see the wisdom that comes with that gray hair you got there, that you know, maybe the old guy does know more than we do about the game. Whereas high school kids, nah, you still don't know more than they do.
Yeah, well, they'll figure out a way. I mean, I'm sure we'll have our guys ready, and I just hope, you know, like I said, just I can't say enough, Alan, what that crowd meant on Friday to these kids, and I'm sure maybe that I know Rusty had told me all along that there was going to be a big crowd there, that it was going to be, and I was sitting there with Dr. Streeter at the JV game, and it was about midway through the first quarter, and he says, well, if it's this loud right now, this is going to be, you know, really, and it was, and it's great, but that's the way it, you know, that's just the way it should be.
And oh, yeah, love the atmosphere in the high school gymnasium. And now, it was very difficult for Chris and me, because we were sitting right across the gym from the pep band, and they were pointed right at us, and with the crowd being as noisy, but that's okay. That's what makes a lot of fun.
Sure.
We could, you know, we'll struggle through it. And I don't know, I didn't listen to our broadcast, so maybe we sounded like buffoons. I don't know. but the fact, the crowd, the excitement, you're exactly right. And the kids do the feed off of it, just the feeling, the electricity that's in the air.
Yeah. And I, you know, I think just, I mean, I what stood out to me was how many of our students were there. As we were sitting there at the JV game once again, and I started seeing these kids, and I said, are these our students? Because I see students here. I'm not here, I don't teach. So, you know, I don't recognize kids in that. And they were sitting there, and I didn't know if this was I didn't know whose section it was. And Dr. said, yeah, we're going to have a lot of kids here. And we did, and they were vocal. And, you know, I watched the film, and it was our crowd was in front of us. And just you can see how involved our people were in the game. And obviously it helps when you're winning and you're scoring, things like that. But it means everything to these kids. I did this when I was – I was – my hometown, it was – Alan was almost like a cult. I mean, the way they followed our team. We would play an hour away, and we would
tell folks at home what that hometown was.
Lawrenceville, Illinois. It was just, I mean, it was to the point where opposing teams would almost hold tickets back. I mean, our people would drive during the week 40 miles to buy tickets, come home, and then come back to the game. And it was just, but what it meant to walk out of a locker room on a road game and seeing that many people, it inspires you. It's something that you know, you can't put a I don't know, price tag or point porn on it, but right. I know our kids enjoyed it.
You had some close games that I'm sure helped push you over the top. And folks, what he's talking about, when he played at Lawrenceville, Illinois, he was the first year of 34-0. The second year when Marty Simmons was a senior was 34-0. So back-to-back state titles, back-to-back undefeated seasons. You don't have that hardly anywhere for anything. And so that's what he's being very modest, but that's what he's there talking about. And, when you have that atmosphere from that a town like that, that is, like you used the word, a cult part.
Yeah.
that had to be huge. Was there one specific game that stands out, whether it be a last-second shot, or you scored 40 of the 50 points, or you fouled out in the first quarter, or something extraordinary?
Well, I mean, the one that stands out is the last one that we won, you know, when you won it all. And honestly, Alan, it was like a feeling, because it was expected. I mean, it was like almost a relief, because from the minute that you played there as a freshman, that was your expectation, was a state championship. And we got close. I mean, we got upset my freshman year. We had a really, really good team. I didn't play a lot, but I dressed. We blew what would be a semi-state championship game in the super sectional, and my sophomore year blew a game. Then we got routed in my junior year. Then we won it. It was like almost a feeling of relief in some ways, but that's the one that always stands out. It was the one when you went for the whole thing.
That, you know, I was looking. I didn't know if there was. I, you know, don't know your history, so I didn't know if there was an extraordinary game or anything. But when you're a high school senior or high school kid of any age, that state championship game that you win is the one that's going to stand out the rest of your life.
Yep,
and that's fantastic.
They, you know, that's the one thing that my high school coach used to tell us all the time. You know, they can't take it away from you. You know, when you win like that, whether it's a conference, you know, holiday, the whole day, we won a lot of games, and you know, you go back and it's always special when you go back. I mean, even I went back. I was back in Nevada this summer with my to help move my son. When I went into the Mackey Arena there, and Lawler Arena, and seeing banners up there that you hung, that you were a part of, and you know, you go back to my hometown, and it's special when you see that you know. It might be 20 more years. I don't know if I'll still be alive, but you walk in there and see that. It means something.
Absolutely, it does. Absolutely. Well, and you're that kind of what you lived through and what you were a part of, you can bring that experience to these kids and not sitting there and telling them about it every day, but just with your leadership and all.
Yeah.
That's going to come through. Not everybody's been through that kind of a thing.
And we've, so you know, and we have talked about that. I'm not necessarily from a – but just telling these guys how – special this time is, you know, this team, this, you know, you got so many of these seniors, these kids who grew up with one another and they're competing here and trying to do something. I didn't realize until going in that game that these kids had not won, have never won at North Posey.
Right. Well, this is something big. The seniors beat the football team for the first time in 4 years, and now in basketball they won at North Posey for the first time in 4 years.
Yeah, I had no idea. I knew that they had lost twice, and I can remember telling Leanne when I hired Rusty that I said, I, you know, one of the things that I liked is that, you know, he beat Mount Vernon twice last year, and she looked at me right away and said, I don't really like that, Duck. Okay, Lee. But you know, the rivalry is there, and the kids, you can see it with the kids. They were very happy.
Yeah, absolutely, and the whole fan base was and everything. It was just a terrific win, and. Got you your first win under your belt, and now we're going to see how many more we can get starting Thursday night at Gibson Southern. I'm pretty sure it's 7 o'clock. I'm 99% sure it's 7 o'clock start time. And so, folks, come up, support these kids, support the coach. They're working awful hard, and it is a lot more fun for the kids playing when fans are here and giving them support. And with that, I will turn it back over to Dave at the studio. Thanks a lot, Coach, for your time. You're listening to saying good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Russell's Excavating, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, and Expressway Jeep and Chrysler. Keep up to date with the Mount Vernon Wildcats on 106.7 WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com.